Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
From a coaching staff standpoint, you know, the coaches are getting after it now as far as locking in on training camp, and depending on how far each day we get in on training camp and practice schedules, you know, we will, you know, continue to keep taking peeks at our first week's opponent, small chunks of it at a time. Again, this is the second week after July 4th, so we got a bunch of players trickling back in. Obviously, they don't have to be here till August 9th, but, you know, they're doing stuff on their own. So they're in good spirits. So it's good to see them around the facility, even though we can't officially do anything with them. It's good for them to pop in and see how we're doing. And then, you know, just small talking with those guys. And our leadership group is chipping away at, you know, just trying to get our team closer. So exciting times. We're running out of time, but it's all good.
Well, let's jump into fan questions this week, and we'll start with Joe. He says, Coach, the last couple of years, the team got off to a great start, and there was a lot of excitement about it. This would be the year the team had a winning record. Should you get off to a great start this season, how do you quell that kind of enthusiasm and keep the team focused off of the winning season as the goal?
Yeah. No, that's an outstanding question, and something that, you know, as human nature, you know, you want to battle those things because, you know, you want to put a good product out there for the alums and the fans. And, you know, this place, the reality is we haven't had a winning season since 1995. So the thing that I got to be very, very, very conscious and clear of is just, you know, and you guys have heard me say it on this show before, you know, but I really got to, not to say that I haven't done it before, but this, you know, 1 week seasons, man, like just trying to really break it down. And let's not look at the big picture. Let's worry about the process of each week. And if the process of each week is good, then, you know, we'll like what we see on the scoreboard. So, you know, I'm conscious of it, but it's human nature, right? We're competitors. We want to win. We want to be a part of winning programs, and that's the goal here is get this thing turned around. But we can't do it looking at it from a global perspective. We got to be singly focused on each week. And my mindset is definitely geared towards that this year. And not that it hasn't been in the past, but I want to make sure I really, really continue to focus every week on that, not just saying it, but showing it to them in the why. Each week is important, so.
Carla would like to know, without divulging any secrets, could we see some wrinkles in the offense or defense this season?
Yeah, we're always going to look to try to find an advantage and the element of surprise. It'll be some tricks, you know, especially with two new coordinators, you know, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. They're going to bring their own their own flair to the game plan. So, you know, and with me freed up, you know, I can do a little bit more, you know, outside of the box thinking and try to help those guys out on both sides of the ball. So.
Bill says, Coach, I know you have not started camp yet, but how do you see the special teams helping this team, at least on paper right now?
Sure. Well, it's going to be opportunities for a lot of young guys and certain special teams, right? You know, your punt team, you want it to be a little bit older, a lot more experience, because, I mean, that's the most important special teams, in my opinion. Every time you get a chance to, you know, that's a controlled turnover. So we've got to make sure we got the right guys on there. Old guys that have been in fire, that have been in fights and wars before. Kickoff will be, you know, we'll have some young guys, you know, that that are opportunistic and want to run down there with their hair on fire and go make some plays. And then kickoff return and punt return, you know, we're going to try and field it the right way. And, you know, that's the biggest thing with those two special teams. You know, you're retrieving the ball. We want to end with the football. You know, so that's the main goal. And obviously with our punt return team, we tell those guys, if you can steal a first down, meaning we field the punt and we can get 10 yards, 10 plus, that's a win for us. That's one less first down the offense has to get. And then from a kickoff return standpoint, you know, our goal is always to get out, you know, by to the 30, 35 is even better. So, you know, again, like I said, with some personnel in it, and, you know, putting the emphasis on it every day, you know, it has to be a weapon for us. So.
Your kicker is returning this season, is that?
Well, you know what? Actually, he's not. I mean, his kicking situation will be wide open. You know, he just chose to, you know, go back to Colorado, you know, just didn't fit, socially. Loved the football part of it, but I think he had a girlfriend back home and some stuff, so it's all good. Part of it.
Understandable. Ryan would like to know, what's an area of the country where you would like to recruit more?
I love what we're doing in California. I love what we're doing in Arizona. We got a big-time kid coming from Arizona. A couple kids from Arizona coming. I mean, ideally, you know, Colorado's been great for us, even though, you know, we lost the kicker from Colorado, but still a great state. We're still represented really well. You know what, just thinking about that, you know, Texas is an interesting state to me, but it's got to be the right fit. You know, we have three on the roster from Texas, but it's the right fit for the kids. So Texas would be a place just because of the brand of football they play down there. Man, the kids are so advanced, man. The coaching is really good. The talent is really good. They understand, you know, they just understand concepts really well down there just because of the way that they're coached and how they run the game as much. Florida, again, it's a state where it's got to be the right fit. The right kids got to be able to want to be in the Twin Cities and be okay with the cold and the different, you know, how it's differently. The culture is different from South Florida, or I shouldn't even say South Florida. Florida to Minnesota, Midwest is different. So it's got to be the right fit. So I would say Texas. Texas is probably a state that we can get into a little bit more. That would be awesome.
Owen says, Coach, now that the school year is upon us, can you talk a little bit more about some of the incoming freshmen and how you see them helping the team?
Ooh, yeah. Wow. I'm not in front of my depth chart right now, my board. So just talking from a broad perspective, offensive line-wise, very excited about the number of guys we've got coming in and the size of them. This has been the biggest I've been here 10 years, three as an assistant and seven as a head coach. Man, this is the biggest and the most athletic offensive line that we've had, so I'm excited there. My running back situation, I'm not going to get into specifics of names, but our running back situation, we got a couple kids coming that I'm really excited about. And obviously, our returners I feel good about, but we got a freshman running back that, you know, possibly could get out there as a young guy. Quarterback situation, anybody that followed us last year, they know that, you know, when Alejandro went down, we were in trouble. You know, so I told myself, well, I don't want to be in that situation again. So we're actually bringing in four. You know, we got four freshman quarterbacks that are going to be fighting for that third spot, really. And then obviously a couple of those guys will be helping out on the scout team. So super excited about our quarterback room, receiver room. You know, we got a couple big kids coming in. Not a lot. I wish we had probably four or five in this class. We got two coming in this class. So we got to find somebody to put on the other side of Charlie Wilson. So there's going to be some opportunities for a young guy there. And our tight end situation, excited about the young guys in that room too. We want to play with tight ends here at Hamlin. Defensively, D-line, not a big number, but I'm excited about, you know, the kids we got coming in. Our linebacking situation, I'm very excited about the kids we have in the room and the guys. We got one coming from California and one coming from Arizona that I'm very excited about, man. So I can't wait to see how those kids do. And our defensive back situation it'll be fine. I'm excited about it. We have about four DBs, which we needed to increase that room number, which we did, because a lot of those kids are going to play special teams for you. So I'm excited about the number of DBs and the talent of the DBs that are coming in. So just broad strokes, you know, not going into too much specifics with names and where guys are slotted in, but just kind of talking about the rooms and how we see those rooms fitting and helping out the football team. So
Byron says, now that the Hamlin season is about upon us here, have you stopped looking at other sports at this point?
Other sports? Well, there's nothing really on right now as far as I'm assuming the same professional sports. So yeah, we're just, you know, like I said, we're just geared into, you know, and I'd be lying to you if I told you my focus really wasn't on our golf outing right now. We got a fundraiser coming up. So I'm focused on the golf outing on the 24th, which is Monday. Once that's over, you know, we're full steam ahead on, you know, just everything. But, you know, the coaches are working on football stuff and I'm working on fundraising right now. So it's all good. Just part of the job.
Sandy says the new Madden is coming out soon, Coach. Was Coach Taylor a Madden video game player when he was younger?
I was. Man, I can remember, gosh, I can remember the 94 Madden game coming out and following / playing them all the way up until about 2000, 2001 when I was a junior, senior in college. And then, you know, just had to kind of shift my focus. Sometimes I wish I never really would have stopped playing because it's good to – I think that's a good way, honestly, to kind of zone out and get some time for yourself. I'm not a video gamer, so but guys that are, you know, middle age playing video games, I think it's kind of cool, man, because they can just go veg out. I can't do that. I can't sit in front of a video game machine for 3 hours and just play. So it's all good. But I did play Madden, but I stopped when I got to about my senior year of college because I had to focus on other things. So.
Darren says, Coach and Rob, the Twins are winning the division, are going all the way. Why are you two never talking about them? Nobody asked.
Yeah, nobody asked. I mean, I'd love to talk about the Twins, man. Anybody that follows this show knows that, you know, Minnesota is a special, special place to me. I mean, I'm an Eagles and Phillies fan, but, man, when the Twins are doing good, or the Vikes are doing good, or the Wild are doing good, man, or the Timberwolves, man, or the Lynx, it's a fun time to be in the city. So, yeah, man, we're pulling for the Twins. Can't follow them. I can't watch them as much, but, you know, you always check the stats to see where they're at, because if they can get in the playoffs, it'll be – that's October baseball is fun, man. That's when the buzz is really going, so.
Mike says, Coach, I'm not asking this question to be a wise guy. I would just like to know if you see benefits from losing. Like, the team has not reached expectations the last two seasons. Are there benefits to that?
Ooh, no, that's – I don't take it as a wise guy question. That's a fair question. I mean, there's a lot you can learn from it. You know, the thing I always say is, you know, you can make mistakes. You just can't make the same mistakes, you know. So, you know, that falls on me as far as, you know, just got to be more detail-oriented and got to find a way to get the best out of these guys, man. Getting these kids playing, getting these young men playing with confidence, you know, knowing the scheme inside and out, you know, holding themselves accountable for when they make mistakes. Because the reality is, you know, as coaches, man, all we can do, our job is to put them in position. You know, they got to go out there and make the play. So we got to get these kids confident enough to make the play. You know, so is there value in losing? I don't think you ever lose. You know, I more so call it learning. You know, so we have to learn from this last season. And even the season in the past, there's a couple things we could have did differently. You know, we were 4-6. But, you know, we didn't do it. So now that, you know, we went 2-8 last year, we got to learn from those mistakes. So that's a fair question.
Maria says, people always seem to ask you about places you would like to go or things you would like to do. How about telling us the favorite place you have already been to?
It's funny you ask that. You know, I just got off of a plane from Vegas yesterday at 4 o'clock. So Vegas is a fun place to me. You know, and anything you do within reason, right? You know, it's not like I'm going out there and betting my whole mortgage on a roulette table, but it's fun, you know. So it's great people watching. The weather's always good, even though it was 112 degrees out there the other day. But, you know, the weather is good, and it's great people watching. Nashville is one of my favorite cities. You know, I love live music. I'm into country music, love live music. So any local establishment you walk into in Nashville, man, you got live music going. So that's always fun. You know, the tri-state area, which we call Philadelphia, New Jersey area, always a good time for a lot of different reasons. That's where I'm from, and still have a good amount of high school buddies there, and great restaurants and food to eat out there. So I'd say those three spots are some of my favorites.
Who's the biggest influence in life right now?
Say it again.
Who is the biggest influence in your life right now?
Ooh, the biggest influence. Man, wow, I'd have to say the biggest influence in my life right now. This is going to sound crazy because it probably should be the other way around. But I'd have to say my son, just kind of watching him grow, him mature, getting ready for his journey in college, you know, just seeing how much he's, you know, I can remember when we first got to Hamlin, you know, that joker was in the second grade, man. Like, it was just kind of wild to kind of watch him grow. And, you know, I've been here now 10 years and it's getting put him off into college. I'd probably say it's him, it's Chris.
I like this question from Paul here, by the way. He would like to know, what can fans, parents, and alumni do to better support you?
I tell you what, man. You know, that's a very loaded question because, right, we all want to win. I would say when things are going – not to get too high or too low. When things are going great, hey, applaud these young men for going out there and leaving it all out on the field. You know, applaud the coaches for getting them in the position when wins happen, when losses happen, because it's inevitable, right? It's going to happen. It's very tough to go undefeated. You know, that's the goal, is to go 1-0 each week. But if and when a loss happens, just staying positive, you know, especially as parents, be very easy, you know, to say, oh, my kid's not playing or whatever. Like, you got to understand there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, coaches aren't not playing kids because they don't like them. You know, we're trying to put the best guy, the best 11 out there that we feel is going to help us win games, you know. So just being positive when things are not going necessarily, you know, the way of, you know, the student athlete. And then alums, you know, just whenever there's an opportunity to donate, like this Monday, you know, there's a golf outing that we have coming up. Anytime you can donate and pour dollars back into the program, you know, that stuff has a direct effect on the student athlete's experience here. You know, if it's another meal, another T-shirt, whatever the case is. So just being supportive as best as possible. So supportive and positive, I would say.
Fantastic. And Coach, what are our words of wisdom for this week?
Oh man, words of wisdom. I know everybody's gonna love this one. So Rob and I were talking, and I mentioned that I just got back from Vegas. So the words of wisdom is going to be quoted from the great Kenny Rogers, I believe it was. He said, "You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away and know when to run. Never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done." There you go, man. For all my Vegas people that love it, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
That's spectacular. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right, thanks for listening. Take care.